B-Pod Studios.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Okay, kids, gather in. All right, everybody, come on in the living room, sit down, kick off your shoes. It's a family meeting.
I have called a family meeting.
I haven't slept a wink last night because I was nervous about what it'd be.
Me neither, buddy.
We are all finding out together. I talked to our boss, Quagmire, yesterday, and he said he spoke with you but didn't reveal any more information. Said that it was a whole HR thing, so that's great.
HR thing.
I don't know, that's what he said.
Well, I didn't, like, tattletale on either of you for anything.
We got I'm thinking, like, whatever you told contract. Or yep. Because you have time left on your contract, yes. So to walk away is a whole thing.
Oh,
but
I would like to hear what you guys think I'm calling a family meeting about.
I think today solidifies that you're going to try and work from home if you can. But, like, you'll be in and out of the show. You'll be taking cash to school. You'll be dealing with Jax. And when you could pop in, you could pop in for Can't Beat Loren. You got to be here for that. You got to help us with War of the Roses and then, like, some other bits. But along the way, I think that's what I think.
I think you're abandoning this sinking ship.
Not sinking.
You see, it's the Titanic, and we went towards an iceberg.
A lot of people had comments yesterday. Teresa says, I don't think she's quitting her job. She loves it too much, and she loves her children with all of her heart, but she isn't a stay-at-home mom. Well, she would lose her mind. And then someone says, Nicole says she's leaving. Not our Nicole, another Nicole who left a message.
Let me tell you why I disagree with that. I have evidence. If I go, hang on a second, let me try to prove this, because I don't want to say this and then I'm wrong. Yeah, okay. So if you go on to Loren's Instagram, KissLoren951, it's the Instagram for her radio station. Last time it was posted on was March 23rd. Now, her blog was last posted on 4 days ago. I would say that you don't like us anymore.
No.
That's the evidence. You haven't posted since March. You're on the way out.
Trust me. It's not that I don't like you guys anymore. It's not.
Oh, boy. All right, go ahead. The mic's yours.
No, I just, you know, we have been through, our family has been through a lot of transition in the last few months. You know, we just say goodbye to Elena, who was our longtime nanny, who is an au pair who lived with us, and she had to go back to Italy. And we were having a lot of issues finding somebody to help us at 5 a.m. because my husband is on the road a lot. Like right now, he's been on the road for 2 days, and which is why I had to call out of work Monday and Tuesday. And I am so sorry for that. And I feel terrible about that. Because,
oh, no, you're fine. Family's first.
But this is, you know, I've made a commitment to you guys and our radio family, and it is so hard to be pulled in two different directions, right? Like, yeah. I think every working mom can agree that you, and I said this as soon as I had kids, you will never feel like you're giving 100% to anything ever again, even though you're giving 150% to everything.
Right.
And that is frustrating and hard. But Elena left, and we thought we had a new au pair who was going to come and be part of our family. Natalia, you guys know, I told you about that.
We recorded a video for her in July.
Right. And her visas were denied multiple times. We can't get her here from Brazil. So yesterday, like I said, I'm so sorry, and I love you guys, and that's why the last few weeks have been so hard, the last month. Because I've felt like I was being pulled in two different directions, but.
Oh no. Oh gosh. Give me my macaroons back. You're quitting.
You're so petty.
I'm pouring my heart out to you. You're like, give me my macaroons back.
I'd leave too, Loren. I'm going with you. All right, so you've had a lot of decisions in front of you, and
yes.
You can take days like Monday and Tuesday, but quite honestly, like coming from our side of things, like we're running a business here, mm-hmm. We're in the ratings business, and I know you know that, and I want people listening to understand that, like, you know, and we know that can't happen a lot.
I know.
But we're open to it. Mm-hmm. So what have you decided?
Well, I do have news.
All right.
I have an audio clip.
An audio clip?
That is right there.
Okay.
You're going to quit via a pre-recorded MP3?
Just in case I could say it. I pre-recorded, no. Just play it.
Hello, my name is Laura. I'm 21 years old. I'm from Colombia, and I'm very, very, very excited to be your future au pair.
I have a new au pair!
Oh! Yay!
Her visa has been granted, and she will be here on Friday!
Turn of events.
Dude, I have goosebumps all over my body. Like, I literally want to cry right now because I did, like, leaving you guys and this job and our radio family is just, I mean, it would have been devastating for me. And I love my family and I love my kids so much, too, that it's like just that decision. Like, I mean, you pray about things and you go, I just have to put this in God's hands. And then something like this happens. And I'm like, thank God, because Lord knows my mom can't figure out how to do a door.
That's right. If you're just listening, like 40 minutes ago, her mom got locked in the baby's room and just, an emergency popped up at your home.
Yeah. So I am very excited and looking forward to getting life back to normal and having a normal schedule and not having to bus my children between two people. And I am so relieved. Like, when Laura gets off the plane on Friday, I may tackle her.
So Laura is the new au pair who's coming in to save the day.
Yes, she is from Colombia. Like I said, she already has her visa. Her flights are booked.
Okay.
And this was, you know, it all happened kind of fast. Yeah, last week, we got news that she would accept our family if we had extended an offer to her. And then the visa, we got an emergency visa. And then she actually was granted her visa. Flights were booked. And I mean,
wow.
When I say it came down to the wire,
yeah,
like, you have no idea.
I'm like literally having tears of joy for you, and because I know how important it is to you and your family to have an au pair. Like, people understood that. Like, the word au pair is foreign to so many people.
I know.
No pun intended.
I know.
Yeah, they don't even know what it is.
But so many people said that they're in your position where they're nurses and teachers, and mm-hmm. they have to leave early and they have to shuttle their children somewhere before they go to their full-time spot,
and
the kids.
Not only is it hard to do that, but it's hard on your heart because, like, you have to trust somebody with your children. You can't just be shuttling them around to random people that are just like, oh, I can help you today or I can help you then. And the amount of stress and anxiety that puts on you.
Mm-hmm. You won't believe the amount of text messages that are coming through, Loren. We'll read some of them coming up. Huge announcement from Loren. If you're just joining us, she called a family meeting and said,
I have it up here.
Yay!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.